The Boulder County District Attorney's Office requested a $50,000 secured bond for a woman accused of causing a deadly crash in Longmont, but that request was denied by a judge Tuesday. Fionel Spa, 22, will remain out of custody on a $20,000 personal recognizance bond, under conditions that include monitoring, no drugs or alcohol, pretrial services and no driving. Allsbaugh has been charged with vehicular homicide in the death of 30-year-old Tanner Forsyth. She's accused of driving under the influence and child abuse, as her 2-year-old son was in her car at the time of the crash, Longmont police said. The child was not harmed, according to officials. The crash occurred December 18 near Corporate Center Circle and Pike Road. A witness said Allsbaugh was driving all over the road, and when she performed sobriety tests, officers detected a slight odor of an unknown alcoholic beverage coming from her breath, according to an affidavit. Forsyth was seriously injured in the crash and airlifted to a Denver hospital for treatment. He suffered critical brain and spinal injuries, and died later that week, his friends and family confirmed. Allsbaugh was initially charged with DUI and vehicular assault, but after Forsyth died, the Boulder County District Attorney's Office filed a motion to upgrade Allsbaugh's charges to vehicular homicide. That motion was granted December 29. Our office has met with the family of the victim and they will have our full support throughout this process, District Attorney Michael Doherty said in a statement released in early January. A fundraiser was set up to help Forsyth's brother pay for unpaid leave and hospital expenses, as Forsyth didn't have health insurance, family and friends said. As of Wednesday, more than $9,000 had been raised. Fundraising organizer Kelly Perkins posted a letter to the community Friday, thanking them on behalf of Forsyth's brother, Nicholas, for the support. "Thank you for continuing to hold him close in your prayers and your heart," the letter read. "Thank you to all who have helped spread the word about this fund. We are discovering expenses we never would have thought of, and your donations have helped ease Nick's mind." A preliminary hearing for Allsbaugh is scheduled for March 9.